Welcome, friends. This is the First Church of Christ Scientists in Princeton, New Jersey. I will share the readings prepared for our congregation on Wednesday evening, April 1st. They are selections from the King James Version of the Bible and from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, which together are our church's pastor. Our topic for the evening was fear. The Bible. Daniel. O man, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto thee. Be strong, yea, be strong. Exodus. Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. Deuteronomy. The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee, he will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Psalms. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Be still, and know that I am God. Proverbs. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Isaiah. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Luke. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who, seeing Jesus, fell on his face, and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. 2 Timothy. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. 1 John. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. And from Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Always begin your treatment by allaying the fear of patients. Fear never stopped being and its action. Many a hopeless case of disease is induced by a single post-mortem examination, not from infection nor from contact with material virus, but from the fear of the disease and from the image brought before the mind. It is a mental state which is afterwards outlined on the body. The press unwittingly sends forth many sorrows and diseases among the human family. It does this by giving names to diseases and by printing long descriptions which mirror images of disease distinctly in thought. A new name for an ailment affects people like a Parisian name for a novel garment. Everyone hastens to get it. We should master fear instead of cultivating it. Passions, selfishness, false appetites, hatred, fear, all sensuality yield to spirituality, and the superabundance of being is on the side of God, good. It is the mortal belief which makes the body discordant and diseased in proportion as ignorance, fear, or human will governs mortals. It was scientifically demonstrated that leprosy was a creation of mortal mind and not a condition of matter, when Moses first put his hand into his bosom and drew it forth white as snow with the dread disease, and presently restored his hand to its natural condition by the same simple process. God had lessened Moses' fear by this proof in divine science, and the inward voice became to him the voice of God, which said, "It shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign." When fear disappears, the foundation of disease is gone. Fear is the fountain of sickness, and you master fear and sin through divine mind. Hence, it is through divine mind that you overcome disease. Fear, which is an element of all disease, must be cast out to readjust the balance for God. Every trial of our faith in God makes us stronger. The more difficult seems the material condition to be overcome by spirit, the stronger should be our faith and the purer our love. The Apostle John says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." Here is a definite and inspired proclamation of Christian Science. Let neither fear nor doubt overshadow your clear sense and calm trust that the recognition of life harmonious as life eternally is can destroy any painful sense of or belief in that which life is not. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for love is with me. Love's rod and love's staff, they comfort me. Valley, depression, darkness. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Psalm 23:4. Though the way is dark in mortal sense, divine life and love illumine it, destroy the unrest of mortal thought, the fear of death, and the supposed reality of error. The jury of spiritual senses agreed at once upon a verdict, and there resounded throughout the vast audience chamber of spirit the cry, "Not guilty." Divine love had cast out fear.